Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about Cleo's Monday movie review. That's right, Cleo's movie review is happening right now. And we're going to review today Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. You all, if you hadn't seen it, you are truly missing out. Everybody was anticipating the release of this on Netflix on the 18th. And let me just set a little premise for the movie. It was set in Chicago in 1927. There was a great migration to the North back in the day from the South, better jobs and other opportunities, where a world existed where Ma Rainey in the South reigned, and she had to come and deal with people up in the North with her music. It was a recording session. Tensions rise between Ma Rainey, her ambition horn player. Ma Rainey is played by the amazing Viola Davis and the greatly missed Chadwick Boseman. And it says her vision horn player, that's Chadwick Boseman, and white management determined to control the uncontrollable, mother of the blues, and she was that. Based on a Pulitzer Prize winner, August Wilson's play. And if you know anything about August Wilson's, if you know anything about August Wilson, his work stands alone. His work is absolutely amazing. Now, the director was George Seawolf. The writers was, of course, August Wilson, the play. And the screenplay was Ruben Santiago Hudson. And let me give you a little bit of the stars. Of course, the award-winning Viola Davis, the award-winning Chadwick Boseman, Coleman Domingo, Glenn Turman, Jeremy Shamos, Michael Potts, oh gosh, Taylor Page. I could go on and on. And it's just set visually in a beautiful setting. It was produced by Todd Black, Constanza Romero, Denzel Washington was a producer on the film, and Danny Wolfe. The music was done by Branford Marcellus, thank you for that amazing score for the film. And Tobias A. Schlitzer, cinematography. He was the director of photography for this film. And it was cut and edited by Andrew Monshin. Production design, which is Mark Ricker. And the decoration was Karen O'Hara and Diana Stoughton. Now, let's get to costume design and make the hair and makeup department people. Costume design was by Anne Ross and the makeup department. Okay, can we say yes for how they looked? Matiki Anoff, Gregory Bazemore, Lariams, Cherry. Larry is the hair department head. Deidre Dixon, stylist for Mr. Bozeman. Carl Fullerton, key makeup artist. Rachel Geary, makeup artist, second unit, additional location unit. Okay. Sydney Lewis, hairstylist. Sergio Lopez Rivera, makeup artist. Leah Lucas, key hairstylist. Bethany, makeup artist. Mia Neal, hair department head. Sian, and wig designer, okay? Sian Richards, makeup artist. Twan Williams, barber. Okay, Jamaica Wilson, hairstylist. This is the background makeup supervisor, Debbie Young. Dental prosthetics were Gary Archer, and makeup artist Patty Bill and Jasmine Davis. Hairstylist Lena Jamont, Tanya Johnson, Janai Scott was a hairstylist. Some of them were uncredited. I think they should be credited. So I'm telling you, this film is worth seeing. All the people that put in all the work in this film, let's just say they put their hand and foot in it, okay? It was so good. It moved. It will move you, and it moved me in every way. It had to beautifully address issues that Black people face as migrants to the North. And in that era at that time, it was a lot going on between the Black and white race, and it was high tension. But Ma Rainey, she stood her ground, and she didn't care who she talked to. And when I say she performed, honey, and did it on her own terms, she did it on her own terms when she felt like it, okay? And how most people at that time fought back was very different than Ma Rainey. The ones that did may not have made it, but Ma Rainey knew what she had. She knew her gift made a way for her, and that was singing the blues. Your girl is from Memphis, Tennessee, and you know that's one of the homes of the, that is the home of the blues. And so I can appreciate a good musical film like, so I hope you do too. Call in, tell us what you think at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us your thoughts at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. I know I'm just glad to say that I am thankful to make it this far. We, if you think about it, we all are alive in 2020. You wake up this morning, wherever you are. You woke up. If you have it, you got a house over your head, food, clothes on your back, family that's still alive that you love, that's priceless if you have it. If you're going through a rough patch and you don't have it, if you're trying to make that film, that documentary, and you're going, getting down through there, this is just making you more seasoned. You know what to put in that film and to make it even better. You know how to relate to people even better. So I'm just asking you to hold on, okay? So you can be a part of the art, continue to make it better. And that's what we do here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios for Education for the Arts. We work to make it better. So I want to thank you for listening today. And I'm blessed to have you on my journey in this way. Whether you're a student, a volunteer, or not, thank you for being a part of this. And until next time, people, I want you to do what? Simply watch that movie, first off, on Netflix, and continue to be great.